Good morning. Today is Thursday, January the 30th. Joining us this morning is not Paul. What, he must be making some gumbo for us this morning, huh?
I wish. This would be a great day for some gumbo.
Victor Aguilar from the California Highway Patrol. Good morning. Nice to see you.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, it's great to be here. It's been a while, actually. Yeah.
And you got your five-pound watch with you.
Yeah, that's trusty. I love these things. These G-Shocks, man.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, they appropriately named them because if you can shock these things, they still work. Yeah.
Okay, maybe you ought to get one of those like for cell phones.
It could work. You better patent that before somebody
else
does.
Yeah, or maybe it's like an Apple Watch and it's just kind of hiding in there. Well, we have got a new book since you came by.
Ever wonder why? Oh, Lord.
Yeah. It's not quite as... For a Southern California kid, this might be tough for you.
Okay.
But ever wonder why geese fly in a V formation?
Because they're trying to signal to Victor, I think.
Right? I forgot. Any statement about why animals do what they do is, of course, arguable. And in this case, there appears to be two theories why geese fly in. Three theories now. The first one holds that the V formation allows each bird to take maximum advantage of disturbances in the air created by the flap of the bird in front. Such disturbances tend to be generated in an inverted V pattern, very similar to the formation flown by the geese. The second theory states that because the bird's eyes are located on the side of its head, the V formation provides each bird the best simultaneous view of the flock leader and the direction of the flight. Only the geese know for sure.
Yeah.
I did not see a Victor option in there, bud.
Well, that's because the other two are theories. The Victor one, I must be law, I guess.
Or factual.
I think the one with the periphery vision, that, I don't know, just from my thinking, seems to make more sense, but who knows, right?
It is kind of neat when they're flying overhead. You see the rotation happening.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that whole thing. Do you guys have a lot of geese out there in the swamp? I know we do out here.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, over our little plot of land there on Samoa, yeah, you see them quite a bit. Our neighbors are, there's some cattle there, and so they quite often fly over and even land at times and, you know, eat the grass and things like that.
Do you feed them?
No.
You don't have a pet goose?
No.
Good move. So how's life changed in the recruiting and the training end here with this virus? I would imagine significantly might be a good word to start with.
Yeah, significantly. That's absolutely right. As a matter of fact, it's just like all aspects of life, I guess, for anybody alive in 2020 and now 2021. You have to change or you're going to get mowed over or you won't be here much longer. So, yeah, with regards to our recruitment, we're still doing it, actually, full force. We're still hiring at the same rate we have been hiring historically. So fortunately, that hasn't slowed down. It's mostly just been our approach. You know, we can't do face-to-face recruitment. Like, for example, Humboldt State has their yearly recruitment thing.
Right, the volunteer fair thing.
Yeah, that's next month, and it's all virtual now, right? So we've had to get a little more, like, introverted. Instead of like participating in, you know, like the fairs, job fairs, recruitment fairs, we've kind of gone inside ourselves a little bit more, and we're now doing a lot more things on like social media. We're taking advantage of online capabilities, streaming capabilities like Zoom. I swear I've done, what's today, Thursday? So I've been in 4 Zoom meetings this week already, which may not be a lot to some people's.
Fatiguing nonetheless.
But it is, yeah. I mean, you sit there and they're going to have to create a new term with regards to like zooming out or something. You know what I mean? We're people.
I think we might have it zoning out.
Zoning, yeah. zooming and zoning. So we've done that. And a lot of my inquiries are now over email and telephone call instead of people just kind of showing up.
So how do you process through the miscommunication often associated with emails or misinterpretation might be a better tact?
Sometimes you have to work harder. That's what I find myself doing because I'll return an email from somebody. Matter of fact, there was somebody emailing me yesterday, And I, you know, I read my email a few times before I sent it, proofread it and things like that. And I thought it was pretty inclusive and pretty accurate and thorough. But there were three subsequent emails after that trying to clarify what I said in the first email, which I don't know, maybe because I'm in the inside looking out, it made sense to me. But maybe
a little jargony.
Could be.
Possibly.
Could be, yeah. But yeah, things like that. Things like that. So we don't have the advantage of having that in real-time conversation where you can look at the person's face and look at them and realize, okay, they look confused. Maybe I better keep talking about this subject until they come to the epiphany or, you know, realization that they get what I'm talking about. And then move on to the next thing.
They kind of look at you like geese flying overhead.
Yeah, they're signaling to me,
yeah,
but I haven't seen them yet.
Yes. And that's really challenging because, you know, while they say that it's more efficient, it actually ends up being less efficient.
You know, it's
so much easier
be.
To meet somebody on campus, have a hamburger or a sandwich.
Yeah.
After half an hour, everything's all dialed in and you go on to the next thing and it's all wrapped up rather than. Yeah. And for me, I find lingering emails.
Mm, yeah.
You know, the thread becomes almost maddening.
Sometimes.
You just wonder, okay, now what am I doing wrong, and why are they so ignorant?
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah,
obviously somewhere in between or
yeah, what, that communication's not occurring.
Yeah, our buddy's line there, two truths can coexist simultaneously.
Yeah, oh yeah.
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 And you kind of get a little frustrated when you don't need to be.
You don't need to be, no.
And you wouldn't be otherwise, but because of this scenario.
Yeah, oh yeah. I think it's just another small example out of probably thousands, maybe millions, to the testament of the fact that we need human interaction. If you take that off the table, that intimacy, that proximity, that communication where you can work things out in the moment versus over like a dry or a technical email or other some form of communication, I think it really speaks to the fact that we are the type of creatures that just we need that interaction with each other, largely at least.
Tribal, I think, isn't that what they call
it? Well,
yeah,
right?
Or social.
Yeah, social.
But I'm not really feeling social.
We're like
right
those
now,
geese.
So.
We need the yeah. one in front of us.
Go fly your V, baby. It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Victor Aguilar from the California Highway Patrol. Victor, we were talking a little bit about recruitment prior to the commercial break. What are some of the new techniques that are out there? You know, the Zoom thing, I don't know if it's new or if it's just so ubiquitous now that everybody's aware of it and the novelty is gone.
Yeah.
Are there any new tricks that are going on, or are you just kind of having to refine what was being done before and maybe do it a little bit more efficiently rather than finding new tools for the toolbox?
Yeah, there's been a few.
I keep using Quimby references. This is not right.
There are a few, I guess, maybe they're not new, but maybe they're new to us in the CHP. Like, for example, we hired a public relations firm, of all things, right? And because essentially,
that's where my advertising dollars went.
We were handicapped, though. If you can't meet a person face-to-face to recruit for a job where you interact face-to-face with human beings, you're at such a huge disadvantage to get your message across and also to kind of figure out what type of person you're talking to. Because, you know, if you're just dealing with emails, you can waste a lot of time on someone who will never become an officer and maybe is like horribly unqualified for the position.
Right. Or maybe going through the process for a totally different reason than what you're thinking.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, we have had a few of those recently where I've done investigations on people, and at the end of the day, I was literally scratching my head thinking, how did this person ever think that they were a good fit for public service?
Or maybe they didn't, and they were just doing some investigating on you.
Could be.
Or the department, rather.
Yeah, some counter-investigation.
Yeah. Gee, what kind of person is there? I'm thinking like some of the drug people and things of that nature.
Could be. There's been some over the years.
Yeah.
We've caught some over the years, yeah.
Yeah. It just, but yeah, and then you have those that just don't really grasp what the message is.
And I think part of it is, some of the fault is our own at the CHP because we're not getting that message out there as far as like, this is what we're looking for. These are characteristics that not only we expect, but we demand from you if we're going to hire you. And if we don't have the opportunity to communicate that with potential applicants and they jump on board, put in their application and completely blindly, you can lead to a lot of heartache, telling people that they're disqualified. That's a hard thing to do sometimes. And I can imagine it's a hard thing to hear as an applicant, especially if you think, wow, I think I might be cut out for this based on knowledge that you weren't afforded, right?
Right, right. Well, and then, if they don't do the homework, okay, that's on them.
Yeah.
If they can't do the homework because the information isn't readily available,
right,
that's a different dynamic.
It is. And being a state agency,
sometimes I don't think there's so much information that you guys have to have available, in addition to want to have available for anybody doing any, just even the Freedom of Information Act stuff.
Well, and a lot of it
is tap in, and there's that kind of information that's out there now about the department.
There is. We it would be ideal, I guess, if we could control some of that. Versus it just being, a skewed version or whatever.
Not everybody's in love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, believe me. After 19 and a half years of getting my heart broken by the public, I now realize that.
Oh, gee. Yeah, the new boss, the new boss.
Our commissioner, yeah.
Yeah. Any changes, any differences so far? I mean, she was around for a while anyway.
Amanda Ray, Commissioner Ray, for those who don't know, she's been around for a while, a long while, and has moved up the ranks and has held so many capacities and worn so many hats in this agency that, well qualified for the position. It's one of those things where our old Commissioner Stanley left in 2020. So it wasn't like a gleeful time to hand off the baton, so to speak. And so she hit the ground running and had to, because the wolves were afoot and chasing her,
Right. Yeah. With the budget and all the challenges and then having the governor we have, it probably hasn't made it as smooth as possible.
Well,
just some of the edicts that come down, surprise, surprise.
Some of them, yeah. Like, for example, as of yesterday, our offices are now open, just like that, right? There was
gumbo for all?
I wish, right?
No.
On a day like today with the geese overhead, that would be beautiful.
Pick up the hint, Paul.
No, but I think she's doing a great job because she's putting out the company line, so to speak. She's staying in contact with us, the field officers, and let's face it, she's
reaching out to the individual officers.
She's reaching out to us. We had an email, when was it, a week and a half ago from her, she's over 12,000 employees throughout the state. That's a lot of people, and to be in Sacramento, like the epicenter, and to have your ripples or your words or your wishes go all the way from border to border, east to west. That's a huge undertaking. I think it is anyway, and I think she's doing very well.
Particularly considering how good email is.
Yeah. Yeah.
You said what?
Yeah. Good old emails. Yep. I think we're in a good place.
It would be interesting, and I don't know if it would ever happen, if she was able to visit each of the offices.
It's been done before.
Has it?
Yep.
So somebody at one point knew where Crescent City was.
I have a story about one of the times it happens.
Well, we'll talk about it when we come back. It's 8:30.
Hey, community. Times are rough right now. Retail shops may be closing, but the bulk flower market is still open and moving fast. We here at Bayer can help turn your flower harvest into cash today. Call Bayer Extraction House at 707-693-2222. That's 707-693-2222. Don't miss out. It is time to sell. Bayer Extraction House, your flower selling powerhouse.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Victor Aguilar from California Highway Patrol Swamp Office. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, Murphy's Markets, and Baywood Golf and Country Club. Victor, before the break, we were talking about whether or not the big cheese. I've been reading the Spencer Johnson book, you know, Who Moved My Cheese? You know, with all the COVID stuff. Yeah, okay. New approaches, do they come out of the communication? The email certainly is is at least recognizing that there's a lot of folks out there instead of allowing for the structural tree to get the word out. Do you have much interaction? We're so small here that, you know, I walk around, it's no big deal, right? Because I'm walking around all the time. Some say I'm lost, but okay. You know, so for quote unquote the boss, no big deal. You get to a company the size 50 or 100, they're probably still walking around and seeing, you know, if you have a couple of offices, okay, oh, he's here today or she's coming tomorrow. Okay, but by and large, it's not that big a deal. 12,000?
Yeah.
Give me a break. You know, it's a big deal when the governor comes here.
Right.
I think Schwarzenegger was the last one that was in the neighborhood. And it's like, okay, now if I'm a governor, I know, heaven forbid, I'm taking the small business approach. Yeah, I don't need to be surrounded by a bunch of this and that. And no, I'm going to go out and see folks, you know, and find out what their wants, needs, and desires are. Okay, yeah. Your organization's somewhere between me and the governor. In size and magnitude.
Yeah.
Does the commissioner get out much? Is there much interaction with them on an eyeball-to-eyeball basis?
So, you know, geographically and I guess regionally here, in a lot of ways, more ways than one, we're insulated from a lot of things. And so, yeah, our headquarters is in Sacramento. Our Commissioner Amanda Ray is working in Sacramento. So, yeah, by virtue of that, she probably won't get up here. I mean, if she does, it'll be a great thing.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary. Yeah, we could use that word. I also think that there isn't a huge need for her to come up here unless it's like maybe a PR thing or whatever. Because
just touch base with the troops.
Do you need a need?
I guess would be the simple question, huh?
Yeah. I mean, there could be a need. And, you know, it's up to her. Her leadership style, I have yet to figure out because she's so new at it. And like I said, she came in the middle of COVID 2020. And so there's a lot of things on her table. And I think, you know, visiting Humboldt or visiting Blythe or even San Diego or something like that, as far as like the hierarchy of things to do, it's probably down there a ways. And the structure of our agency is such that regional commanders, such as our local Captain Morris, is an excellent.
And where is he, by the way?
He's in, let's see, what time is it? He's probably at the office wondering, where's Victor?
Yeah, yeah. I see the geese.
If I were.
But I don't see.
So my office is right next to Sean's office.
Oh, really?
Captain Morris, I should say.
Okay.
Yeah, our offices are right next to each other. And here's a little fun tidbit. He and I went to the academy together. We were classmates in the academy.
Oh, really?
So I've known Sean since 2000.
So July. What happened to him?
Apparently he's a lot smarter than I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Smarter,
perhaps.
Better looking,
yeah, well, okay,
taller.
Yeah.
He can do more push-ups, pull-ups. Yeah, he chooses his words a lot wiser than,
yeah, there
than
you
I
go.
Like
okay. Oh, gee. And It's intriguing for me because I've never worked for, you know, any outfit for any length of time other than here.
Mm.
The change of definition of the words as it goes filter to filter to filter to filter. State says something to region. Region says something to county. County says something to local. Local yeah. says something to the employees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could go from glazed donuts to apple fritters by the time that was all done. I thought I'd use the donut analogy
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, say that again slowly.
Yeah, yeah. well, I know where you'd be going right after the show.
Paul's favorite are apple fritters, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Those and buttermilk were for me, too. But
oh, gosh.
I'm on a ration now. I think he might be also, huh?
He might be.
Yeah.
I probably should be.
Yeah. So when the change at the commissioner position happens, how long does it take before it filters down to the local?
Well, so with our agency, we have policy in place. And as a matter of fact, if you were to stack that policy from floor to ceiling or floor to wherever, it would be over 16 feet high. That's how much policy we have. And in that policy, you know, for better or worse, there's
16 feet?
We could operate.
Let's go every other page and throw it out. At least put it in one room, huh? Holy cow.
With those things in place, we could operate almost, you know, autonomously locally, because it's not like we have to call the commissioner and say, Commissioner Ray, what should we do? We have policy to refer
right,
back
to. It's all prescribed
to.
Almost, yeah.
And within that policy, there are some things that are black and white. You know, they use the word shall at times. You shall do this. You shall do that. And then other times they use the word should. And then they use the word may.
Right, yeah, different degrees of
right
independence.
And that's where the local nuance comes into play, because what works for Humboldt probably won't be working for Ventura as far as, like, traffic enforcement, how many people to deploy on a rain day, right? Rain days in Southern California are very different than rain days up here. And then, you know, things like, you know, elk crossing the 101 at Oryk, that's a very localized issue that we have to deal with here, where when I worked in the Central Valley, I never saw an elk. I never saw anything on the road except vehicles and people, I guess. So
then go with snakes out in the desert.
Yeah, in the desert. Yeah, yeah, Blythe, right?
Totally different dynamics, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of regionality, I guess. Is that a word? There's a lot of regional considerations. And that therein is, there is that, I guess, I don't call them loopholes, but there's that ability for interpretation.
How about flexibility?
Flexibility. That's a
tough one for
that's
a cop to say.
Flexibility.
Yeah. Think yoga.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I always fall down when I try to do yoga.
Yeah. Yeah. Scream in pain and then face plant. Yeah. Yeah. And that's just when I try to touch my toes. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back talking shop. Jeez, just two more fun-filled minutes with Victor. So what's the big challenge that you're looking at right now? Office being open.
Yep.
Okay, there's new dynamics, new responsibilities, new interaction, job functions change a little bit. Is that a significant ripple or change? Or are there other things out there that are going to be more challenging for you in the next couple of months?
It's just like anything. You know, you can either deal with it head on, or you can, you know what I mean? Or you can let it affect you more than it should. We're going to deal with it head on. And, there's a new dynamic. Like, we have to sterilize the waiting room or, you know, just things like that. Clean up there's a lot more, I guess, work to do, like busy work to do.
Empty the trash.
Yeah, for once, yeah, right? Empty Paul's trash.
Yeah.
We take the punches as they come and we deal with them. And throughout everything, we our edict is to remain professional, to keep the integrity in what we do, to be dedicated to our jobs, and hopefully guided again by policy and Commissioner Amanda Ray.
Keep doing the do.
You keep preaching the preach. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's got to be kind of cool that you can just kind of focus on doing what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And not let some of the peripheral things get in your way.
Yeah. We're like that geese, man. We know which way to go. And we're relying on our brother or sister next to us, and we'll get there together, you know?
Oh, I thought you were going to say eyes on the side of your head. Or wandering out in the field.
Yeah.
Which might be a good sanity break, too, every once in a while.
You need those, right?
Yeah.
You need those.
I can't imagine some of the conversations you must have with your contemporaries in L.A. or in San Francisco.
Yeah, different.
Some of the garbage that they have to deal with that just don't ever happen up here.
Yeah, it's a different job. Same uniform, same title, different job.
Oh, the environment just so different. Yeah.
Yeah.
So watch out for those elk, okay?
Right, yeah.
And the geese. The geese, yeah. See everybody tomorrow.